Woman bitten by hobo loses 10 pounds of skin. 12th of December 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for Un News. Hernia, Oregon. What started as a walk in the park turned into a fight for survival for Lydia McFutter. On her day off, Lydia was walking to her local park when she was viciously attacked and bitten by a hobo, authorities say. The woman was able to distract the hobo by using the time-honored classic, "Hey, look, it's Dag Hammarskjöld," giving her enough time to flee the area. Pop quiz. Anyone know who Dag Hammarskjöld was and how his name is really spelled? She went immediately home and thought nothing of this incident until she started running a fever, became achy, and had a strong craving for malt liquor. She went on to the doctor immediately, stopping on the way just for a McDonald's cheeseburger from the dollar value menu. At the hospital, the doctor confirmed she had hoboitis, a disease spread through the saliva of the homeless. The doctor was forced to amputate much of her skin, leaving her with patches all over her body and a generally scraggly appearance. Lydia said, quote, "That smelly bastard came at me like a shark," unquote. Hoboitis is a common disease which causes rampant alcoholism and drug addictions in its victims. Those suffering from hoboitis are known to constantly borrow money with no plans for repayment, perform sexual favors in return for crack, and suffer from poor hygiene. Doctors are able to easily treat the newly affected, however, by getting them a job. Unfortunately for long-time carriers, this disease is usually terminal and they must be put down. When asked about hobos in the Oregon area, loco hobotologist Andy Hutchins had only this to say, quote, "Hell yeah, they bite. They bite like a motherfucker," unquote. Local authorities have yet to find Lydia's attacker and are telling everyone to keep a watchful eye out at the local train stations, subways, and alleys where hobos are more likely to be found. Hopes are low of finding the hobo that attacked Lydia because everyone in Oregon is legally homeless. Police Chief Tom Yancey, on sifting through Oregon's population, said, quote, "It's like trying to find a turd in a septic tank. It's smelly, disgusting work, and usually I vomit two or three times before the day is through," unquote. Lydia McFutter remains in the hospital, but is expected to make a full recovery when she goes back to work. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Un News. Thank you for suffering.